Alaska's wildfire season is expected to be slow this summer. A spring outlook released by state and federal forecasters this week shows lower than normal fire potential. Heidi Strader with the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center says indicators point to another cool, wet summer.
We're in a very weak La Nina setup, which is similar to last summer, but not as strong. So that typically lends itself to a cooler and unfortunately damper summer. We also look at snowpack, which is pretty high around most of the state this year. And the last thing that we look at is springtime weather and how the weather's been panning out so far. It's been rather cool, so we're keeping that snowpack in a little bit longer than usual.
Strader says that could make for more moisture in the ground when lightning season peaks in June. She says lightning, the primary source of backcountry fire, is very hard to predict and stresses that there is potential for some large fires if ignition factors align.
All it would take is a few days of significant drying in particular parts of the state. And there are still locations where there are a lot of dead and downed fuels. We always keep our eye on the Kenai Peninsula and the Mat-Su Valley with all the building that's been going on in recent years. And with Beetlekill Spruce, those are typically hot spots where we've got a good population. We like to make sure we keep an eye on those areas.
There have been relatively few acres burned in Alaska during the last three summers. Just over 100,000 acres were consumed last year, 649,000 acres burned in 2007, and 266,000 in 2006. The three slow fire years followed two big ones, 2004 and 2005, when fires charred a combined 11 million acres.